We're joined here on You Are In Sport now by Matt Lawson, who works with Notts County Ladies Football Team. Welcome to the show, Matt. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's okay there again at URN.
Thank you very much. We're all very well. So it's been a good start to the season for the Notts County's ladies football team. They're currently third in the league and 3 points off the leaders, Chelsea. Is this the sort of start to the season that the team were expecting?
I think it is because it's such a good group of players and a good group of staff and everybody's really together. I think getting to the FA Cup final at Wembley is a bit of an overachievement. That's a fantastic achievement from the players, from the girls. But I think third in the league, you know, it's impressive. And like you say, 1 point off second, and obviously the top two are the key spots because they get you into Europe. So to be 1 point behind Arsenal at the halfway stage is something I know that the manager's really happy with, Rick, and you know, as a team of staff, we're absolutely delighted. And you know, the players are top class, and it's really good to bring top class football to Meadow Lane for us.
It's an absolutely fantastic achievement to be where they are at this stage in the season. Do you think it can continue, and the girls can push on for that European spot that you were talking about?
I don't see any reason why not. You know, the players are certainly good enough. We've really got some top players. We've got 4 players called up to the England internationals for the World Cup that I know we'll touch on in a minute. And, you know, that shows something. We've got a Canadian international, got a Scottish international, Leanne Crichton, who's been signed this season, has been a revelation, doing work in the middle. And the players are just a credit to themselves, the way they prepare. You know, they really look after themselves. The sort of things I look at, obviously diet, nutrition, they really are an inspiration to everybody.
Absolutely. You mentioned there the 4 ladies who have been called up to the England squad. It's a massive, massive achievement for the individuals involved, but also for the club as a whole. You mentioned there that the club are obviously very proud of the ladies selected, but what do you think this will do for the stature of County as a club in the ladies game?
That's it. Notts County is obviously one of the biggest names in women's football at the moment, and long may that continue, because it's the oldest football league club in the world, and we've got all the history, and you know, we've got a successful side of it from that side of things. But the women's football is obviously quite a new thing the last few years, and it's certainly growing. And I think in the next 5 to 10 years, women's football is just going to go even bigger, and we're seeing that all the time. So for us to have England players is fantastic, and everything's just growing, and it's fantastic for the football club.
Absolutely, a massive growing sport. And the FA Cup final this year is at Wembley, and as you mentioned earlier, the Notts County team have managed to make it to the final. Slight overachievement, as you said, but it'll obviously be a massive, massive occasion for the girls going down there and playing in the cup final against, I believe it's Chelsea. What do you think having the FA Cup final at Wembley can do for ladies football as a whole? As you said, a massive growing sport.
The FA Cup's a big occasion, isn't it? And I think it's the first year this year it's going to be at Wembley. So for it to be at Wembley is just you know, something we're all very proud of and everybody's excited for. But the girls have worked really hard and they deserve it. And who knows, we might be able to bring a trophy to Notts County by if we can beat Chelsea on the day.
That would be lovely. Certainly a bigger achievement than the men's team have managed this year, unfortunately. Going forward, obviously, you deal with diet and nutrition of the players.
Yeah.
Do they really take on board what you're saying and use what you give them to better themselves as professionals?
They do, yeah, at that sort of level. You know, you are what you're eating, and there's no hiding place because you can see it towards the end of games, I think. 30% of the goals in the Premier League this season came in the last 15 minutes, and that shows you that perhaps, you know, players that aren't eating right, they're not fueled for the 90 minutes, they can do a job for the first hour, you know, maybe 70 minutes, but, you know, you always get found out towards the end. And nowadays, like I said, there's no hiding place. You have to eat and drink right, and if you prepare right, then you can perform and score late goals.
Absolutely. Hopefully the ladies team can continue to do that throughout the season and push on for Europe. Matt Lawson, thank you very much for joining us here on You Are In Sport.
Pleasure. Take care. Cheers.
Thank you very much.